stuff that's been spoken over your life. God spoke to you through his word. You know it's in your heart. How do we wage a good war? Based upon those prophetic words. That's how you wage a good warfare.
No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Not just, you know, your body's taken from dirt, it gives you authority in the earth. But your spirit came from God. Amen. Amen. So that makes us in the image and likeness of God. Amen. Amen. Above the angels. Amen. Who are bara. Amen. Created out of nothing. The earth created out of nothing. You see, were it not for the sun, the moon, and the stars, everything would be dark. That's why the Lord says, you are the light of the world. Amen. The spiritual light is in you. Amen. Amen. No matter how dark the world gets, no matter how evil the world gets, you are the light of the world. Amen. No matter how you might feel, or how you might feel beat down, or how you might feel in your body, or how you might have gone through, you still are the light of the world. Amen. And the salt of the earth. Amen. You got to understand that. See, that's self-awareness. Amen. At your lowest state, you are still the light of the world. Jesus said, well, I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world, but I go into my Father, now you are the light of the world. Tell somebody, act like a light. Stop acting like darkness. Stop putting bushels over your light. Stop acting like you're defeated. Stop giving up and giving in. Stop acting like you fail. See, you can't be defeated unless you quit. In anything that you've attempted, you didn't fail, you just quit. Amen. That's worth thinking about right there. Amen. You didn't fail, you quit. Amen. Failure is not in our vocabulary. Amen. We serve a God that's never lost a battle. Amen. Hello, I said we serve a God that has never lost a battle. Amen. And the works I do, he says, ye shall do also. And yet greater works. I want to really just paint the picture of who Adam was. He was the first Adam. They failed. We know the story well. But then there came a second Adam.
Amen.
Christ. The Holy One. Now, our job, stay with me, our job as preachers and teachers and men and women of God is to sound the trumpet. Amen. I would to God not only were that sinners would be saved, but ain'ts would be saved too.
Amen.
You know ain'ts. They ain't sinners and they ain't saints. They just ain'ts. They somewhere in between.
Amen.
They're lukewarm. They're Laodicean. God's ready to spit them out. They're in one day, out the next day. They live in sin.
Yes,
and then they come and serve God and repent, and then they go back to sin.
Amen.
That's an ain't. That's that one that you got to be careful, because you're straddling the fence. And God's about to deal with all that stuff.
Amen.
Come on, say, God, the greater works are going to expose it. God's going to come in a way where everything that can be exposed is going to be exposed.
Amen.
Hidden stuff is going to be exposed.
Amen.
Lying preachers are going to be exposed.
Amen.
Amen. People that are living in sin, amen, and pretending to be with God are going to be exposed.
Amen.
All kinds of things are going to happen because God is coming back for a church.
Amen.
Without a spot, without a wrinkle, without a blemish, without any such thing. That's what he's coming back for.
Amen.
Amen. You might as well get ready for the iron, the hot iron, to come on across them wrinkles.
Amen.
God's going to iron out all the wrinkles.
Amen.
Empty out all them skeletons out your closet. Stop talking one way at home and another way at church. Stop pretending. Stop all the hypocrisy. Stop all the pretense. Stop all the lies. Stop all the in and out, the up and down. Amen. It's in you. I said it's in you. You can do this through Christ Jesus. You got to crucify yourself. I'm here to sound the trumpet. Amen. Show my people their sin and their transgression. You're not going to hear it in a whole lot of places because it got too many people. The offerings are too big. They can't turn the ship around. But it's time, amen. It's high time that we serve God for real. Amen. Time to live sanctified, holy, blood washed, redeemed, walk the walk and not just talk the talk. That's where it's got to begin. You want all this stuff from God, but yet you don't want to live right. You got to yield your life to God to live right. It's not a bunch of do's and don'ts, it's a yieldedness. You got to become that sacrifice, that living sacrifice. So, you got a whole bunch, there's a whole bunch of us out there going to sound the alarm, going to sound the trumpet. Amen. Carnal Christians are going to become casualties. Amen. Amen. And I'm not talking about just the one that wear jeans and stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Amen. Because they got a hole in their knee and their jeans. That don't mean they're carnal. Because they got long hair, that don't mean they're carnal. Because they wear braids, that don't mean they're carnal. Because they got a beard, that don't mean they're carnal. Amen. Some of the folks that wear three-piece suits are carnal. Amen. Amen. It ain't what you wear. Amen. It's who you are. Amen. It's your heart. Tell somebody, sound the alarm. We got to sound the alarm because we got to get people out of the earth realm. Because the devil's about to be cast down. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is cast down with great wrath. It's time to separate from the earth realm. I'll show you something. Psalm 119, verse 25. And the word is the rock of ages. People change, times change, methods change. God doesn't change. His word is settled. What was good back in the 17th century, in the first century AD, is good today too. I don't care if they did ride donkeys and walk paths with sandals. Today they driving all kind of cars and flying all around. It's still the same truth. I don't care how much technology comes, God's word does not change. Amen. You might have your Bible on your phone, but it's still the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 25. Here we go. 119, verse 25 says, "My soul cleaves unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word." Okay, in your natural state, aside from the Spirit of God and without God, your soul cleaves to the dust. Amen. You're earthbound. Amen. You're earthly, carnal, sensual, and many are even demonic or devilish. That's the wisdom that doesn't proceed from above, but is earthly. At best, being earthbound means you are carnal, vanity. So let's establish that. My soul cleaves unto the dust. Amen. But the psalmist said, quicken me. Give me life according to your word. See, it's the word. He said, I sent my word and healed. I sent my word and delivered. It's the word that delivers us. Amen. How can someone believe without having heard? How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? This God has chosen the foolishness. He could have done this a whole lot of other ways, but he chose the foolishness of preaching. Amen. To save those that are lost. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So the word says, without the word of God, our soul cleaves. It's locked in the dirt. Before you had an encounter with Jesus, you that are saved, you were lost.
Amen.
Your soul was cleaving. Your soul was cleaving to the dust. Your soul was lost.
Amen.
Your soul was in a place where the serpent was told, dust thou shalt eat.
Amen.
That's why many were drug addicts, bound by sins. Times you wanted to get out but couldn't get out.
Amen.
You were a slave to the devil. While your soul was cleaving to the dust.
Amen.
That's where he traffics. That's where he has authority. But there's a sound, there's a trumpet that's saying, gather the people, the elect from the earth. There's a separation coming from the earth. I'm not talking about getting caught out into heaven. I'm talking about being separated from the bondage of sin.
Amen.
From the lies of the devil.
Amen.
Carnal lifestyles.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to rise.
Amen.
Amen. I say it's time to rise up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. That's so why when you were saved, that's why the enemy fought you. So that's why he fights people. So he hasn't called many noble and many wise. Folk got a lot of money. What I need that church stuff for?
Amen.
That's why you got to let light shine.
Amen.
It ain't about comparing money to money.
Amen.
Kind of car you drive to what they drive, where you live to where they live.
Amen.
Drug addict got the drug dealer got more than you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. He got way more than you. A lot of them hip hop. They got all this going on. But what does it profit a man? See, this is what they need to hear. What does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? They don't need you patting them on the back for what they've accomplished. No, they need to know that if they don't get right with God, they're gonna go to hell. And whose cars will those be? Whose houses will those be? Whose money is that going to be? You can't take one of the things with you.
Amen.
This is what the world needs to know and the church needs to know. Because the church has been lulled to sleep. And I'm here to tell you, there's a great awakening coming. I said there's a great awakening coming first to the household of faith. Church people need to wake up. Amen. I said church people need to wake up. It's not just about coming to a service. It's about serving a living God. It's about walking with God, talking with God, knowing God, yielding to God. It's about a life. Not about how much you give. Not about what you got. Not about your title. It's about a life. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I said, is Christ living through you, the hope of glory? Is it well with your soul? Amen. You got all kind of definitions for church today.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.